When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show.
Yeehaw!
What are you doing over there?
Well, I was just going over my notes about...
Look at her, Nicole. Please go over there. Look at Janice. Hang on.
Can I have this?
May I have this?
No, I'm just...
These are my notes. Okay? This is me. This is my whole segment. My whole area, right? Okay, there's my notes. Clean, clean, clean. Let's look at Madison's mess. Look at this
I'm just saying that I have...
Look at you. What is happening? Highlighters and pens and papers and just crap everywhere and... Scribble, scrabble, and you still can't find what you're looking for, old girl.
I'm just saying that I have too many things highlighted. Because I have there's things we need to talk about.
Well, I want to talk about your vaginal rejuvenation epiphanies.
So are we rolling, Jake?
Because I want to get you a little Botox, a little vaginal rejuvenation. And you know what else I'm very interested in? This fat transfer situation. I'm fascinated.
Transfer.
You can repurpose fat. I think I'm going to take it from places I don't want it, and give myself an Instagram butt that goes boom.
Sister, you got nowhere to take fat from. Where are you going to take it from?
I got a little back fat here and a little up in here.
But I think you could take it from me and then
I don't think it works that way.
Gotta be your own fat.
Like, I don't even, my friend was like, why do you want a big, giant Instagram butt? I was like, I really don't, but I just love the notion of repurposing my own fat.
Waste nothing.
Why don't you repurpose your recycling instead of your ass?
No. You take fat from somewhere, put it on your ass. So now you've taken these problem areas, right, and put them right on your butt.
You know what's troubling about this conversation?
I'm going to tell you the truth of the matter is, doesn't matter how often you work out, you're going to have a fat percentage, as you should, because that means you're healthy. But if you could take that healthy fat and relocate it, now that's a win.
You need to leave Los Angeles. This is what this is all about. You need to get out of this town.
I think it's actually Instagram that's doing the harm. But
it's widespread now.
Yeah, I think it's Instagram.
Yeah, you need to get off that thing.
Why don't you want to?
Because you've never, like a vice. The only time I've ever heard you talk about your body in kind of a disparaging way.
No, I'm kidding.
Is your cellulite. Is you don't like your cellulite.
Yeah, but you can blow your ass out with your own fat and then your cellulite potentially.
What, for an Instagram picture?
No.
Yes, that's how you started this
Janice,
conversation.
It's for dirty sex purposes.
Oh, my God. Look at Janice.
Nicole,
for
help.
Dirty sex.
Yeah, then you've got like a badonk.
Okay, let's back. Let's.
Jay.
But wait,
in all
the
seriousness,
badonk is for the twerking, right?
I don't know. It's just a better view. Listen, Manis.
My butt's kind of flat. I've always had kind of a. It's okay.
By the way, you don't have to have a big ass to have dirty sex.
You're missing the point. Oh, yeah. No, listen. You're missing the point. The point is, isn't that amazing?
Okay, what part amazing?
The part that's amazing is that, look, we're always going to have little pockets of fat, right? Unless we're too skinny, unhealthily so. So you could say, oh, I don't like this little pocket of fat here. And you could put it in your butt. Not in your butt, but on your butt.
But for so you
that's
can have,
amazing. So you I mean, have, that's amazing. Listen, I'm not interested in putting myself out of business. I'm just saying, my God, this has come a long way. I mean, one day they're going to grow you, a whole new butt in a lab.
If you want to have dirty sex, just have dirty sex.
But it looks better with giant badonk on the back.
Badonk.
Booty, 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 pop it everywhere. Janice, let's talk about a little Botox and a little vaginal rejuvenation for you. A little spritzer. See, and here's my theory on plastic surgery. Look at you. You're in great shape, old girl. We're just going to give you a little wash and wax.
You know what? You don't know what the outcome of Botox is going to be in years.
It's
from
been
now.
Around for 30 plus years.
My ass has been around Call for
Dale.
30 years.
Call Dale for me.
No, we talked to Dale already.
Call Dale. Get me Dale.
It has not been around that long.
It's been around for at least 20 something years.
Okay, but yeah, we don't know the long-term effects of it.
Mama, that's the point. There's no, it's botulism. It's a bacteria in very minute doses. They started using it on headaches like decades ago. So yes, like anything, if you overdo it, yeah, it's a neurotoxin.
Okay, where do you want to put it on me?
Just from the, see this part here?
Listen back.
See this part here? This part here. This bone? This is your, what is this bone?
Oh, you know.
Collarbone.
Your collarbone?
You know.
To the top of your,
you know what?
As your soon little as those, ratty sumo ponytail.
As soon as those, that little handful of words left my mouth.
Just from here to here.
I knew I set myself up for something.
I'm just going to bop, 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 bop,
no.
bop, bop, bop.
No, because then no one knows if I'm happy or sad. What's the point? At least now they know.
No, believe me, they'll
when
know.
I'm in tears.
They will know. That, you still cry.
That was a Simpsons episode.
Was it?
Where Lenny got the Botox and he was smiling the whole time and all this terrible stuff was happening. And they're like, whoa.
Here.
Throw that guy.
It's been studied for over 20 years in over 70 countries. I told you.
Well, all I'm saying is I think at some point,
I'm not telling people go do Botox, but I am telling you that.
I think in 20 years from now,
I am telling you,
all the people who have had
Botox,
mm-hmm. something's like the face is just going to fall. Something's going to happen. I'm just saying. And
Janice,
then all of us who are nice and wrinkly.
Let me shoot you up, old girl.
I know. Okay. You know what? Okay. I'm more concerned about the vaginal thing. Do you,
I could just send you to a one-stop shop.
No, I know. Send me to Dale.
The buff and polish.
Oh,
come on.
I'm concerned about this Christmas gift you keep wanting to give me about the vaginal rejuvenation.
Yeah. Why?
And I did some thinking about it.
Yeah.
Do you want to change my vagina or do you want me just to stop peeing?
No, I don't want to change your vagina, but I think it would be so nice for you to stop peeing yourself.
Okay, but you're not talking about the kind of
vaginal
thing where you change, where all of a sudden I've got like a vagina that looks like I'm 9 years old.
No, dude, this is the inside part, not the
outside
part.
That's all you're talking about.
I think the outside part is a plastic surgeon again.
That's labioplasty or labiaplasty.
Yeah, no, we're talking about making it.
Which is wrong. Can I just say that's wrong?
Oh, I haven't done that.
It's people who don't like their vagina.
I have an appointment scheduled for next week, though. So that I
can... Do you like your vagina? Do you like the looks of your vagina?
I mean, I don't have any issues with it.
Okay, that's good. Some women have a problem with the way it looks because of outside issues, because of, I'm not just saying the porn industry, but because of
it's fine.
They look upon their vagina like it's not right, like it's ugly. And
they
I think
look
that's,
upon it? That
they, I'm trying to find the proper wording for this conversation. They look upon the vagina.
Okay.
And they think they need surgery to make it look, they don't like their, for lack of better word, the
lips?
The lips. The wings.
Okay. Well, okay? I mean,
I'm
I,
just saying that I think
I,
that's.
I mean, look, if it's debilitating for them, I mean, but I don't have those issues.
It's an aesthetic
as
thing.
In like the mental issues. It doesn't, I'm like, whatever.
So you're fine with it. But
yeah.
I'm just saying that some women
I'm
feel like they're
forced.
I'm
trying to not pee your pants, woman. That's what I'm trying to, I mean.
So there's nothing else involved then. You're not trying to make me look like I'm.
But I wouldn't even know what it looks like down there. Maybe you do look like a 9-year-old.
No, I don't.
I don't think the rejuvenation that Jillian's talking about has anything to do with how it looks.
Yeah, it's about.
It's like a strength thing.
Yeah, so you stop peeing.
Okay, well then I can put this these papers away.
Remember? Yeah, no, she's not a plastic surgeon.
Well, when you first said it to me, I was kind of like,
labioplasty.
Wow.
I've not even heard of that.
Oh, haven't you? Oh, my God.
There's some people that even will...
Sounds horrible.
Slim down the lips.
Ooh.
Oh.
It's a whole thing. No, it's a whole thing. It's
really?
Like, it's a whole psychological thing. Like, they will...
Labioplasty.
Yeah, and they...
Yay.
Yeah, because
ouch.
They don't...
God, plastic surgery, in all transparency, is really an interesting thing because I can only speak for myself. And I've said 1,000 times I had my nose done when I was a kid. And honestly, it changed.
No,
I mean, my face looks totally different. I had a softball on my face. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Like, but for me, I felt insecure and I was made fun of. And the reality is, I mean, let's cut the shit. There's no doubt in my mind I would never have been cast on Biggest Loser if I had that nose. I know.
Are you kidding me?
Like the way they look at it, and it's like, they're not going, oh, let's cast the person with the degree in exercise science. No, that's not happening. Okay, I just happened to be a trainer. That was definitely, definitely not on anybody's agenda on Biggest Loser. You know what I'm saying?
No,
who cast that show?
I know.
I happened to own a sports medicine facility and actually be a trainer, but that was not, you know,
okay.
No.
No, okay.
I mean, no. No. Like, put it this way. Kim Lyons, who was cast after me, was a bodybuilder, but not a trainer. Cara Castronova was a boxer, never a trainer. Jennifer Widerstrom was a CrossFitter. I actually don't know, but I know she was a CrossFit athlete.
Yeah, okay.
But like, you know, I mean, that was not the like, God, we really got a cat, really need the best trainer available. That was not,
Can I ask you something? Did you get...
Jesse Pavelka was never a personal trainer.
Did you talk to a therapist before you got plastic surgery?
I was 15.
Okay.
You know, I mean, and it's like my mom had her nose done. I had my nose done. And then I paid for my sister to have her nose done. And she's like, it changed my life. So it's tough, right? Like if you're not mentally stable and you're like, you're fundamentally unhappy with yourself and you're like, oh, you're constantly and you turn yourself into something that's unrecognizable. Like that is so sad, right? But if you're somebody that feels like you've got this, a cleft palate or like ears stick out and you want them pinned or that's where I'm like, dude, if it's and you should be like, no, accept yourself the way you are. But that's an ideal world that doesn't really exist. If your nose makes you uncomfortable, fix it.
Okay, but where do you draw the line? Like when there's parents,
I think when your health is definitely at risk.
Sure, but there's parents who are giving their daughters for graduation presents. They're giving them the Barbie labioplasty.
Stop it!
Or they're giving
Yes, they are.
Or they're giving them a breast enhancement. That's what I don't.
Well,
that's where I don't get it.
That's weird with the family and all that. That's weird. But like, I can tell you, like Chloe for years is gorgeous, right? We all know Chloe is stunningly attractive, right? And she's like, she's very small chested. I would never think, even though she's my friend. I mean, like, if I had dated someone like Chloe, I don't think I would have cared at all. I know I wouldn't have cared. I just wouldn't have cared. I mean, but she feels like men care. And it makes her so insecure. And the truth of the matter is, I think a lot of the guys she dates do care. But she's so pretty, you know, that it's like, well, okay, but she's so pretty and so such a cool chick and whatever. But like, that's all she wants is a boob job. Like at some point, I'm like, oh, for God's sake, just go get yourself, because they're a fortune. And I've tried to talk her out of it for years and years and years, because the thought of putting foreign things, like, I don't know what silicone like that. I'm like, Mama, I just don't know about that. Like that really can go wrong. Really can go wrong. So that one, like, I'm like, girl, you're gorgeous. You don't need it. I never hear the end of how insecure she is about it.
But I'm surprised she makes money. She makes money from you. You know what I mean? It's not like she's a broke person.
But why
doesn't she just do that for herself?
She's talking about it. I mean, for years I've tried it, and then she doesn't like the skin from the baby. So she's like, I might do a tummy tuck and, you know, my boobs. It makes her feel insecure. I have gone over it and over it and over it with her.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's not like she can lose skin from a baby by dieting and exercising. It's not like she's going to make her boobs bigger naturally. So if she really, I mean, this is where it's just such a, I mean, without the, you know, being smug and talking about Instagram asses, I mean, like in all transparency, I think if something is just deeply making you feel insecure and it's a nose job or it's a, I mean, okay, I'm never going to judge it. I can only speak from my personal experience. That's all. I mean, things like the stomach stapling and all that, that has serious health ramifications. And I also know that you can eat your way through that.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not going to judge it. I know people that are like, I lost a ton of weight with the lap band. And I'm like, you know what, dude? Okay. I would much rather try to help them do it naturally.
Yeah.
But
that's like me.
So are you zapping?
I use cream on my face. Cream at night, cream. So that's why. And then? Don't need the Botox.
But you do, though. She does, though.
I would never tell anybody they need it, but you do.
She does. RX Bar, a super duper delicious protein bar. And here's what's awesome about these things. There's like nothing in them except about 4 or 5 ingredients of deliciousness. That's right, people. No artificial colors, flavors, preservatives, fillers, added sugar. I mean, real cacao. Is it cocoa or cacao?
I think it's cacao.
Cacao? Yeah. Fruit, spices, like sea salt. It's delicious. So the cool thing, right? We all want bars that travel with us, that we can grab and go, that aren't complete garbage. This one has nothing but great ingredients, no crap. It's calorie controlled. And check this out. You get 25% off your first order. So you visit rxbar.com/Jillian. And if you enter the promo code Jillian at checkout, you will get that 25% off. That's rxbar.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian. For 25% off your first order.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton, and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. I can stick with something for longer than 30 days. It's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first 1,000,000 orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Okay, so listen to this. So I was getting a lot of requests to put foam rolling programs into my app. So we shot it, and it's going to be up sometime early in the new year. And a lot of people, it surprised me how many people, A, don't know how to do it, B, don't know why they should do it, and then you've got that group that's like, you shouldn't do it at all. It doesn't do anything they say it's going to do. So I thought I'd just address the whole thing.
And if you do, I have something to add to your app. Someone's very upset with you.
Oh, why?
About your app.
What about it?
Well, do you want me to read it to you right now?
Yes, I do.
So I tried Jillian's app.
Okay, yeah.
And obviously she's great, but where is the banter? Oh. Her jokes and her amazing motivational one-liners are what kept me working out, and I miss it. Can they put those snippets into an algorithm? I'm afraid I had to cancel sometimes and going back to the DVD Fit Fusion, where Jillian still tells me to, number one, pain is fear leaving the body.
Okay.
You should be gargling your heart in your throat right now. And think about bathing suit shopping. That'll get me to the gym. And so on. I need to keep going, but I understand I'm only allowed 3 sentences. Love the show, Rebecca.
Well, you can tell Rebecca not to fear because those are being added.
You know what's interesting? We've gotten a lot of that.
Really?
Yeah. So we're doing a lot of VO, and what we're trying to do, but again, like the development slate for this app, I just gotta tell, it's a lot. So like we shot yoga, we shot kickboxing, we shot foam rolling, we shot prenatal, we shot barbells, and I mean literally like 500 exercises and like 4 different programs. And then we added like a My Journey page where they can track their progress and selfies and all this stuff. So, the goal is to build a toggle so that they can pick if they want it just more like chill and straightforward, or if they want like, get off the floor, I'll break your leg.
I do like this should be
gargling your mother with it.
I do like you should be gargling your heart in your throat right now.
Yeah, it's not untrue.
I think it's fantastic. Oh. Anyway, back to foam rolling.
Foam rolling, Manus?
Yes.
Okay, so a lot of people, I think, have a misconception of what it does or why they should do it. And they're like, well, I've heard it doesn't actually stretch out the connective tissue. No, it doesn't. It simulates massage. Massage, also called myofascial release, mm-hmm. right? So fascia, the tissue, yep. releasing tension. So what it does do is it sends a message to the body, to the brain, right? It says, hey, relax. Because if you think about when you're tense, you're literally tense. You're tight, right? You're mm-hmm. tense, tight, just like you are right now, Schnoosh.
Yeah, a little bit.
Ooh, yeah, deep breath, man. Yeah. Loosen it up, old girl. Yeah. Uh-huh. So You don't want to foam roll on the joint. You're foam rolling along the muscle, in the belly of the muscle in particular, for 30 seconds up to 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And essentially, you're simulating a massage. And what it does is it helps to break up adhesions, helps to break up scar tissue. Don't roll on the joint, as I said. And it helps with circulation, right? It also helps with soreness, like post-workout. But we know for a fact that it does help increase our range of motion.
Really?
Yeah. And that's because, think about it, if you're sending a message to the brain to tell the muscle to come out of spasm and to relax, then it's not going to be contracted as tight and you'll be able to improve your range of motion. But no, it's not making the muscles or the tendons or the ligaments longer. No, it's not. It takes like 2,000 pounds of pressure to stretch like a tendon or some shit. I can't remember. I remember knowing it was. It's like, yeah, that's not doing that. But
can I ask you something? Brando? Okay. All right. All mm-hmm. right. I like that. Mm-hmm. But can I ask you one more app question that came in?
Yeah.
All right. Since we're on the app.
Do.
Hey, Jillian. This is from Lisa. On the Transform 90 program.
Yep.
Okay. I missed a day. It only happened once, but I don't know if I'm doing the right thing in the few days since. She said, do I keep going from the missed workout, which pushes my rest day forward a day and throws my schedule off? B, skip to the following workout, which keeps my rest day aligned, but means I miss out on that training? Or C,
I'm listening, old girl.
Or C, work out on my rest day to make up for the missed
session. Work out on your rest day with the section that you skipped.
But then I'm going straight on through to the next week and possibly overtraining a muscle group.
No. She's got to go back to the workout she skipped.
But that could mean that she's going straight into the next. Could she possibly be overtraining
a muscle?
Yeah,
but she should have. Sunday should be her rest day again.
She says, maybe I'm overthinking this. She says she might be.
She might be overthinking it a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, like the world's not going to end if you don't get the perfect, in my opinion, perfect 48-hour period of recovery. And when I say in my opinion, I mean, in my opinion, I believe 48 hours is a really strong amount of time to recover from the kinds of workouts I'm creating. Guys, it's third love time. Third love, the ultimate bra. When it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for you. I really hate the like spillage, like the over the top of the bra. That's just a bummer. And the gapage, also not a good look. And so here's the deal. Third Love has a fit finder quiz. They help you find the perfect bra. They even have half sizes. Never heard of a half cup size? That's because nobody else does it. I don't know why I talk in this voice when I do ads, but it's a really cool product. It's a great bra. And you know what? Here's the bottom line. They're going to give you 15% off your first order. You go to thirdlove.com/Jillian, and you can find the perfect fitting bra. You get 15% off. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian. And you know what? You can wash the bra. You can wear it. If you don't like it, return it within 30 days and they'll give you your money back. It doesn't get better than that. You got nothing to lose. Try it out. It's incredible. Thirdlove.com/Jillian.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, now, if you remember from last week, I gave everybody a homework assignment.
Yes.
You're supposed to look back, reflect upon our childhood, and bring all of our damage to the table. And then really just wallow in pity. And I think that we should. I'm sure that wallowing in pity is one of the seven stages of grief. And here's my theory. We wallow in pity. Yes. We wallow in pity. We get it all out. We allow ourselves to feel like the victims we once were. And therefore, we work it through. And then we can move forward. Because we repeat these patterns in our lives and therefore keep it going. And that's what we're responsible for. However, as a child, we were fundamentally not in control. And therefore, when events of trauma happened, we were victims. And we're going to go there today.
Okay.
Okay, Janice,
you
go.
I think you really want to go here.
Already did. Past couple weeks. Already did.
We haven't heard about your...
Oh, my God. I did. The key parties and ice storms and everything. I did. Now, it's your turn. Go. Were you sold into the sex trade?
No.
Don't lie.
Just let us know.
Just tell us.
I had a very...
You're lying.
I had the kind of upbringing. Dad was at work. Mom left her job as a teacher to raise the kids.
Okay, yeah.
We had dinner together every night. Mm-hmm.
You're lying.
No, we had...
You were terrified to tell them you were gay. You were afraid they wouldn't accept that you were gay.
I didn't know I was gay when I was five.
Manus?
Although I did like Joanne quite a bit, but I'm just saying.
Who's Joanne?
My friend Joanne. Her name was Joanne Wilgenhoff.
Wow.
And her family skied.
That's a powerful last name.
I know.
Wilgenhoff.
Eh? Wilgenhoff.
Wilgenhoff.
I like Joanne. I didn't know why. I liked...
Janice, please unload.
I'm just saying that I...
Okay, you take a beat. Nicole, do it for me.
So I don't think really my issues started until I was a little bit older. Because I was very, very happy to be left alone. In fact, I preferred to be left alone.
You preferred to be left alone because you knew you were being raised by savages.
As a little girl, you mean? You're talking little girl.
Yeah, when I was little,
Why are you Irish now?
I don't know. I just like it when happened. I say little girl, it sounds...
Little girl.
Little girl.
Nicole, go.
I'm trying.
Come on.
So, I like to be left alone a lot just because I like to read. I like to just create stories in my mind. So it wasn't up until I was getting older where I would want my sister to actually play with me. I would have to do her homework so she would go play with me. And then as I kept getting older, I not only had to do her homework, but I had to do better grade-wise because as soon as I stopped with her homework, she stopped playing with me. And as soon as I started getting like A's, well, she was getting C's. That's when my parents saw her C's and said, oh, you did a great job, knowing that she wasn't really fully competent up there. But if I got an A- as opposed to an A, I would get grounded for a week.
So you felt like you were held to unfair standards.
I did feel like I was held to unfair standards. And I was always, there was always pressure for me to get work done and get it right.
Ah.
Yeah.
And why do you think that is? Tell the truth. Although you did quit therapy, but that's okay. Go on. Yes.
Why do I think I was held to unfair standards? Because I feel like my parents definitely thought that I was a little bit more cognitively advanced.
No, because they put everything on your plate. Because you were the parentified child.
Yes.
Yes, Nicole. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I was the child.
Spill it, Nicole.
I'm the child that...
Hallelujah!
That is supposed to take care of things. My sister doesn't. She's a little bit more selfish. Uh-huh. I am currently the child that is the executor of both my grandparents' will and my parents' will.
Yes.
Over all
Never
of
had
my
a childhood, did you?
I didn't.
Did you, Nicole?
I mean,
did you?
I think I did.
No, Nicole.
I think I did, but I think I was always kind of forced to grow up a little bit faster.
Boomski. There's one. Jake. Go.
Holy Toledo. This is
we've talked about my childhood before.
Get it out there, Jacob.
Good God.
Let your freedom flag fly, kid.
My parents...
Exercise the demons.
Oh, would you stop?
My parents had a polar opposite parenting technique. My dad kind of let me do whatever I want, make my own mistakes.
And couldn't get on the same page, could
run
they?
Run free, be my buddy. And my mom was kind of put into the disciplinarian role and worried about me very often. And they had a lot of issues with that between themselves, and a lot of it projected onto me.
Right.
And my mother and I clashed due to that.
Mm-hmm.
And
you got blamed. You became the receptacle. You became his emissary, and then she attacked you because it was safer.
And I internalized a ton of that, and all the time I often felt like, wow, everything's my fault. And when they finally did divorce, like, because I knew they were going to since I was 13, when they finally did when I was 18, I was like, thank God. But then I really was like, oh my God, this is my fault. And for a while, that was super painful and hard to deal with. So it was a very I spent so much time outside with my friends and stuff, escaping how I felt from that dynamic. And they were good parents too. Like, we had good things, but there was a lot of...
That's not all going to be good. It's, of course, there's good, there's bad, but that's not the point, Jake.
Yeah, it was tough as a kid thinking like all the fights and stuff are your fault when you're a little kid. Like looking back, it's ridiculous. You can't blame a little kid for fights. Like
no, of course not, honey. No, I mean, and that's the thing. You see, and without ever having any consistency in the rules, you probably got anxiety. He's nothing. You didn't know where the boundaries were. You didn't know what the rules were. You never felt that the elder people were in control. Probably made you anxious.
Well, when I was given boundaries too, I was like, why am I being given boundaries with this? Or like, why is this a boundary now? Things were always
totally incongruent. Totally incongruent.
I pushed so hard on boundaries. I was a bad kid too. I stole shit when I was a kid.
That's not a bad kid. That's a kid that is angry because they feel like they're so left to their own devices. They've been so abandoned emotionally that they're acting out by taking what they need.
Well,
I just thought it was that Debbie, my friend Debbie, wanted the watch. Mm-mm. I didn't know that.
Oh, no, I stole things I didn't need.
Me too.
Things that I didn't use.
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
Same
if I could
thing.
Take like something from Hollister, like the little cologne, I would never use that, but I had like three in my bathroom drawer, like, haha, I got these, you know? Like,
I stole from my parents too.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Oh, I did.
I did that one time. I took a few like coins out of my mom's
I stole from
dresser.
My parents' wallets.
Oof.
Yep.
Well, you got them.
Yeah, I mean, I sure did. Boy, though, have they.
I remember taking 50 cents out of my mom's change purse.
No, 20s.
Oh.
I remember my mom bought my sister something, but she wouldn't buy me a Werther's Original, so I stole it, and then she made me give it back. It was really embarrassing.
She?
My mom. Oh.
However, then she asked, there's a conversation there too. That's also part of the parenting thing, right? Like, the difference is like, you're returning it, not like, all right, honey, why'd you take it? Because it didn't feel fair. Okay, let's discuss that, right? I mean, like, at least it's a discussion, you know?
The worst part was, is I brought it back and they rewarded me for being so honest that they gave it to me, but mom wouldn't let me have the candy still.
Oh, that's not fair.
I
that
know.
Would piss me off.
I know. I was so honest
of
and I returned
bitch,
it and
that's
I didn't
not
get
fair.
To eat them.
God. Manis?
What? I, as I said,
come on.
My dad worked.
Oh, God.
And my mom.
Come on. You failed. Failed this assignment.
Well, I just, you know.
You
okay,
failed.
This would be giving me
you
anxiety.
Failed.
Okay, you know what it is? Okay,
go.
I'll be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to, I don't want you to feel sorry for me.
Oh, you're going to do good.
I'm just saying that when you, when your parents, when you don't have your parents anymore, it's really, really hard to think of things that maybe weren't perfect.
Is it?
Yeah, it's
why?
Really.
Because I'm not asking you to hate them. No, I'm asking you to be able to look at the things. And again, it's not, I just think we do have to be angry. It's part of going through it, right? Like part of the phase is like we are angry and then we find empathy or we have empathy and we're angry. Like the stages of grief, they get jumbled, right?
Yeah.
So it's like there's anger, there's sadness, there's denial, there's bargaining, there's all that crap. And it's like, and then you understand so you can find forgiveness, but there's got to be an anger first. Like I go in and out with my dad. Like I can remember some good things. I understand like why he is the way he is. And then my sister will tell me something like, I remember when dad said, you're getting fat. She's a little kid. You're getting fat and fat people want to kill themselves. And then showed me where his gun was. And I was like, Lauren.
Holy
yeah,
moly.
Yeah, right? I was like, Lauren, honey, that couldn't have happened. Are you sure, sweetheart? And she's like, looked at me and I was like, okay, I'm not trying to, I'm sorry. Like, I just, like, how is that even, like, huh? I mean, and then my stepmother, totally separate conversation, said that my dad used to go to her and say, she's fat. She has an eating disorder. She's sick. She's fat. And my dad was fat. He had a, you know what I mean? That's why I was an overweight kid. So then I'm like, did I like, cause he didn't do it to me and I was an overweight kid. So that's where I'm like, did I, cause I don't really, the point is,
Jesus,
now
so,
I'm mad again.
So
my point is like, now I'm mad again, right? So now I hate him all over again. So like I already got to the point where I was like, okay, all right, okay. And now I'm like, oh my God, like I'm furious. And then I'm like, holy crap, was it that bad? You know what I mean? Like, so there's phases of it. But I think like it's not, we're not saying, I don't know, mama, if you're not going to allow yourself to have that feeling, that's going to be really tough to ever kind of.
No, I mean, I remember the strongest memory I have as a kid was I was always – my biggest fear was that my mom was going to die. And I would go in. I don't know. I don't know. And okay. I've been to therapy about it, and I've talked about it. The fact that for some reason I thought – I'm sure it was some kind of abandonment thing.
Right.
Like, right?
Sure.
That I was afraid. But, you know – and I think that's why it was so – when she did die, like that was my biggest fear as a kid. And I would go in and ask her. I would say, please, please don't – you know what I mean? Like so it's hard for me to go back and go, sure, there was things that weren't perfect and my parents weren't perfect. But it's really hard for me to go – like things like that, like what happened in your past.
That was my sister. That wasn't me.
But I mean – that was my little sister. That's so harsh. I didn't have that isn't my story.
And it doesn't need to be your story. But like we all have things, Mama. You know that, right? We all have things. And part of me is just like, I'm just processing it because I literally said to my shrink, I was like, oh my God, like, how did we survive this? Like, how did we get through this household? And it's not, we weren't sold into the sex trade. You know, my dad got physically aggressive a few times after the divorce. My friends, you know, like, I remember it. My friends called the police. Like, I was out of that house at 17. I didn't talk to him for years and years and years. And my mom, you know, when she first married him, was 25. You know what I mean? Like, she was also coming out of, an abusive home. And then, of course, she grew and changed and what have you. But, like, you know, she wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. I think it's okay to, I just think it's like, instead of being like, no, other people, I think I'm just going to be like, wow.
No, I agree.
Holy mother. And then just let myself go there so that I can just move through it then and not be stuck in that place of like victimization or anger. Because that's where I go.
And I think you're absolutely right. And that's what, you know, I think we learn that. And I've learned this from you. You can't just all of a sudden just always say, it was fine. It was fine. I had the perfect childhood. That is not true.
No.
You're right. You're denying yourself something by saying that. I just don't want to
villainize them.
Yeah, I don't.
No,
I can't.
But you know, I am villainizing my father. He's a villain. I get it. He had a rough life. The man is ill. I mean, like crazy ass sicko shorts. So with that said, okay, fine, right? He's all the way over there. Like, I can also go back and tell you good moments I've had with him, but like, I unfortunately, you know, have been reliving some of the crazy shit this guy has done.
Yeah.
I mean, like, just. Ugh, and it's brought me there. Like, stories from my stepmother, stories from my mother, stories from my sister, stories from my brother, because we're like all together right now. And it's just like, Jesus God. But you don't have to villainize a parent to still feel this way.
No, I understand.
You know, my mom wasn't perfect. I'm not a perfect parent either. But my kids might be like, you know, when you did this and this and this to me, it really effed me up. I'm not a villain. I'm just human. But it's still their right to have those feelings about it.
Yes.
So you failed still, though.
I know.
Guys, we want to talk to you. We want to hear from you. We want your questions. Write us at JillianMichaelsPodcast@gmail.com. Bye-bye.